let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Savory dishes of the Caribbean emerges as a winning formula with uncomplicated but healthy recipes. The Delightful Cookbook features 107 easy homemade style recipes guaranteed to spice up your everyday cooking. From breakfast to dessert, Ermi Sinarai is a native Guyana cook, organizes the book by food types with an easy-to-navigate index system. Ermi's famous banana bread highlights the last section of desserts and puts a finishing touch on a delightful and warm cookbook. She was born and raised in Guyana, started cooking at the early age of 11, learned cooking techniques and the use of exotic ingredients from her father, who was the unofficial village cook. Currently, she lives in Richmond Hill, New York, with her husband, two children, and grandson. Ermi Sinarai, author of Savory Dishes of the Caribbean, is our guest on This Week in America. Ermi, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello. Thank you.
Nice to have you here. And as I mentioned in the beginning, anytime we talk about food is a good day in the studio. So we're going to be talking a lot about food today. But let's, fixing it is one thing. Writing about it, putting everything in a cookbook is another. What was your inspiration in publishing this cookbook?
I love to cook. I like to test new ingredients. Since my father was a village cook, he inspired me to share these recipes.
And you are sharing them in the book and getting excellent response.
Yes.
The book is Savory Dishes of Caribbean. And we'll give you some information. Of course, the book's available at Amazon. You can link directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting because Caribbean food, we hear a lot. Sometimes we eat it. We don't really understand a whole lot about it. How would you describe the cuisine, Caribbean cuisine, in your own words? How would you describe it?
Oh, it's very diverse among flavors, very delicious, delicious with the use of different spices, and very tasty.
It certainly is, and once you taste it, I think you're hooked on it for life. It's like I didn't believe you could do this combination and come up with something that's this good. Are there similarities between the Caribbean cuisine and other cuisines? What similarities are there?
They're the same kind of meats and fish and veggies as other cuisines, just different pronunciation, and it's different use of the spices around the world.
Well, yeah, and the spices, and we'll talk about that, the herbs and the spices can be somewhat intimidating, but with the book Savory Dishes of Caribbean, you sort of like put your apron on next to us in the kitchen, grab our hand, and walk us through the process. So if we follow it, we're going to have a delicious dish for ourselves and our family. How important has it been for you to share not only the gastronomic culture of the Caribbean with others, but when you're doing that, you're giving them a little a taste of your home country as well. What's this been like for you?
Oh, it's very important. The world should be exposed to different cultures to understand the way people eat and how different it is around the world with Caribbean foods.
How has Caribbean food been accepted in other cultures? How has that worked? It seems, especially in certain areas in the United States, to be very popular. How's the cuisine accepted in other places around the world?
They utilize what they smell, how they view the food. They are exposed to these senses and begin to get eager to taste the food. They want to hear the smell. They smell it. They look at it. I say, I want to try.
You know, that's interesting because it's not just that the food is extremely delicious. You've got the aroma. You've got the look. The whole presentation is there, and not disappointed when you finally have a chance to sample it. I've heard some people say the Caribbean dish could be the next international cuisine. What is the next big thing you think in terms of a Caribbean dish that people will be talking about, and maybe one of their favorites after they buy your cookbook, Savory Dishes of the Caribbean?
Oh, of course, people are open to stronger and more flavorful and spicy preparation of foods. This includes spices from all over the world, Asia, bringing a continent of dishes exposed to people to diversity.
Yes, and the food does that. It's an entree into learning about a particular culture, about the Caribbean area. Savory Dishes of the Caribbean by Irmi Sinarai is our guest in the program. And if you're going to go Google that, Irmi is U-R-M-I-E, and Sinarai is S-E-E-N-A-R-I-N-E. We make it easy for you. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on the cookbook and get everything you need there. If somebody said, and I'm sure many people have, boy, there are so many great recipes here. What's your favorite? Where should they start? If somebody says, I don't even know where to begin, where do you usually point them so they get that that extraordinary experience right out of the chute?
Oh, apricot chicken is very favorable.
Now, that sounds good. That's one that you would recommend people go to.
And it's sweet and it's savory.
Yeah, all the characteristics of a great Caribbean meal. And it's interesting because the way you lay the book out, you sort of, again, you walk us through everything. Talk about the layout of the book because it really is special. Sometimes cookbooks jump all over the place. You really put it there in a logical format, don't you?
Yes.
It's all there. So when you're looking for a particular type of food, if you're looking for a special dessert for a special occasion, you will find that there as well. You mentioned your father was sort of the unofficial cook of the village. Talk about some of the fond memories you have growing up with him, because it obviously made a dramatic impact on your life. It really shaped who you are today and shaped the course of the book, Savory Dishes of the Caribbean.
Now, people would ask my dad to cook for weddings and celebrations, and they will include a payment, and he will refuse. He used his time to connect with the villagers, expose us to them. And most importantly, he built a relationship with us and with people in our village and around.
You mentioned that he would cook, he would be invited to cook for friends, for people that just wanted to experience some of the food that he prepared. Have you ever been invited to cook for a friend's birthday or other occasion?
All the time. It makes me bond with other people to share my food and the gratitude towards our food. I cook all the time in New York City and around New York City for families and friends. They love the dishes.
Yeah, I can imagine your social calendar is rather filled with Irmi's available. Let's have her come in and share one of her wonderful Caribbean meals with us. The author of the book is Irmi Sinarai. The book is Savory Dishes of Caribbean. Are there world cuisines out there that you haven't tried that would like to try? I'm sure you're always experimenting with other foods. Are there any foods that you would like to try?
Oh, yes, Brad. I would love to try the Mediterranean food, the authentic Mediterranean food and the Mediterranean food. I would love to try their food one day.
You know, it's interesting, and you touched on this with family and then with friends and special occasions cooking. Food is more than just something to eat, isn't it? It's sort of a bonding experience for everybody. It brings people together that probably wouldn't normally sit at the same table and have a conversation. There's something special about food, isn't there?
Yes, very special. We sit together, have chat, talks about the recipes.
Yes.
This one is more spicy than that one. We could make changes.
Well, in fact, let's talk about that aspect of it. When you start talking about spices and herbs, sometimes people get, if you overdo it, you really know it, quite obviously. If you underdo it, sometimes you don't really get the flavor you're expecting. Is it intimidating using the right amount of spices?
Not really. You use it with caution.
And in the book, again, Savory Dishes of the Caribbean, you tell us what to use. You give us the exact amounts that we have to use. What are some essential Caribbean dishes? Dishes that you feel, okay, if you're going to be trying Caribbean food, this has to be on the must list. What are some of the essential Caribbean foods that people should try? And I'm sure the recipes are available in your cookbook.
The apricot chicken, the lemon chicken, the fish, the salmon, the veggies, they're all savory dishes, and it's all spices that you can find anywhere. In any local supermarket, you could go and pick up the spices and herbs to cook dishes from my book.
Well, and I was going to ask about that, because so often you pick up a cookbook and you start looking at the ingredients, and it's like, I don't even know where to look for these. In looking through the cookbook, Savory Dishes of Caribbean, it looked like most of this, if not all of it's available where you normally do your shopping. And you're saying that's exactly the case. You don't need to run all over town to find the ingredients. They're all right there. It's just knowing what you need to put into the dish.
Yes. Just your local supermarkets have everything that you need for this book.
So you've got the ingredients, and that's always something that people are like, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to find these. I'm not sure how this is going to work. Talk about the ease of these recipes. I'm not a real good cook. I'm not a cook at all, actually. And I'm looking through the book and I'm thinking, this really looks like something I could do. I may be overestimating my talent, but I think the big thing is, again, you laid this out very simply for us to do this. How easy is it to prepare Caribbean meals?
It's very easy, Brad. It's very easy. Go to your local supermarket, get your spices, follow the recipes, and not hard to. It's 1, 2, 3 steps.
What are some of the recipes, some of the favorite recipes of your family when it's time to get together and cook a family meal where they're asking you to fix this particular dish? What are some of those that the family really likes?
David says, Ermi, can you prepare us a brisket? I'm coming over for a brisket. Or pineapple chicken. David says, make a veggie. Make a string beans veggie. Make a soup. They all come prepared for those special dishes.
I'm keeping a list of everything you've mentioned so far during the interview, and I'm going to put these all on the list and leave them in the kitchen, and hopefully my wife will pick up on the hint and we'll try some of these. It's just, you haven't mentioned anything that I've thought, you know, I wouldn't like to try that. Everything you mentioned would be on the list that I would like to have. And talk about, I mentioned in the desserts, got my attention, the famous banana bread. Talk about that. What makes that famous? What makes that special? What's the Ermi touch on the banana bread that makes it stand out from all the others?
The banana bread, I add chocolate chips into it. I add chocolate. Banana bread is plain old banana bread, but I add some chocolate chips into it to give it more flavor.
Ermi comes through again. The famous banana bread with chocolate chip. How can you go wrong with that? And all of these recipes in Ermi's cookbook, Savory Dishes of the Caribbean. And the book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Ermi Senarai is our guest on the program. That's URMIE if you're Googling. And Senarai is SEENARINE. What's this been like for you in putting the cookbook together? And I know you've been working with Reader's Magnet as well in getting the word out there so you can share your country's food specialties and your food specialties with people not only in the United States, but all around the world. What has this experience been like writing the book and then working with Reader's Magnet and getting the word out there?
It's a very big experience for me. And I love to cook, and I think I share my father's dreams. I fulfill my father's dreams on this book. Show the people around the world that from an official cook, a person can write a cookbook, share their experience and love for food.
How long did it take for you to put this cookbook together from the time you decided, you know, I really need to do this? And again, I keep saying it's not haphazard. It took some work, I'm sure, to format this, to put everything in categories and to explain it and the right amount of spices and herbs. This is sort of your way of introducing Caribbean food to many people that probably have not tried it and wanted to try it. So there's a lot of pressure on you to, you know, to do it in a way that was going to be cook friendly. How long did it take to put all of these recipes together to the point where you thought, I like the recipes and I like the way the book is laid out?
It took me about 2 years, actually. 2 years, because I had to remember all the ingredients that Daddy used to use and how he used it. And I had an interview with my dad. I said, you know what, Dad, I'm going to do this. And he was very happy. And it took me about 2 years to do it.
Now, when
I'm very happy.
Well, and so are people that are enjoying, for many, the first time they've had a chance to enjoy Caribbean food. The book is Savory Dishes of Caribbean. And we've got a couple minutes left in the program. Are you working on a follow-up book? Are there other things you would like to do with this book? Make it into a series, quite possibly.
Yes, I would like to do a vegetarian side of this book. A vegetarian, a bit of...
Interesting.
A vegetarian one.
So are you in the test kitchen now working on some recipes and getting ready for another book?
Yes.
Well, I just I've really enjoyed having a chance to look at the book, to read the book, to hint to my wife that I would like to try this recipe at some point. Yeah, an excellent
job,
Ermi, on the book, Savory Dishes of Caribbean. Ermi Sinarai is the author and our guest. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to log on directly to the website with the information on her book. And Ermi Sinarai, it's S-E-E-N-A-R-I-N-E. And you can Google it or go to Amazon, Savory Dishes of Caribbean. We'll get you there as well. Ermi, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much. I can't wait to try the famous banana bread. Looking forward to that and so many more great recipes in your book. Look forward to the sequel, the vegetarian spin on Caribbean food, and we'll have you back, I'm sure, to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much. And your wife will enjoy the recipes.
I'm sure she will. And I will as well. I will be right there by her side sampling as we go, and she'll reprimand me and make me go sit in another room until she actually finishes the recipe. So Savory Dishes of Caribbean, Ermi Sinarai, our guest. Of course, information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.